Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Marcus Clay. It's not really your sort of cup of tea, but I think the hook might be.
Wait, don't be telling me what's my cup of tea or not, man.
I said, it might not be.
All right, good.
Yo, who would have thought I would try to stiffen my image like rheumatoid? Arthritic tension exhibited through these bars. Shit, I was just a nigga with vision to take it far. Born towards later December, my heart resembles the winter. When I look in the mirror, I see my only contender. Long nights in a sprinter, city to city, just to put on for mine. Even though them niggas back home be friends sometime. Oh well, I recognize the difference. That's what you get when bitterness and ignorance is mixed in. It's not a pleasant image. I've been sipping on the 42 like 7 sixes. Smoke the best to suppress the friction. What is this? Damn, is this what success all about? A bunch of niggas yapping like bitches with big mouths, and I'm not even close to where a nigga's supposed to be. That's why I'm grateful for the colors niggas showing me. Microphone, gangster, studio, gangster. You the one that's acting like you putting on. Ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones. Ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song. Ain't you? Microphone, gangster,
like
studio, gangster. You the one that's acting like you putting on. Ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones. Ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song. Ain't you? The game is to be sold, never told. I first heard those words at 12 years old. Listening close to older niggas' convos left me exposed to shit that I had never known. Was forced to deploy without the choice to retreat. Monkey on my back distracting me from reaching my peak. Abruptly brushing the dirt from both of my shoulders to become the beholder and watch my cup running over. Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, please protect me from Judas. I ain't trying to show these niggas that I'm actually ruthless like Ice Cube and MC Ren. Watch me, Eric, right these wrongs. I was young like Andre, waking up in the morn to a yellow sun. Somehow I found the moon near. I'm tired of making resolutions for the new year and end up not following suit. That's like Curry forgetting to follow through when he shoot. I dropped the hue in this booth. I'm seeing flying colors. The only goal is to inspire others. Live by my own belief like Ronald Hubbard. Bear witness to listen to what the six say. Sensei's greet me as Mr. Miyagi in clay. Microphone, okay. Gangster, studio, gangster. You the one that's acting like you putting on. You the one that's acting like you moving zones. Ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song. Ain't you?
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Sometimes it takes shit like this. You niggas. You niggas. You know what? Let me talk to him. Yo. Back against the wall, hands dirty but still scuffled. Fuck yous up to the critics and their rebuttals. Groomed by the hands of God, I'm about to bubble. I will never spare the rod or pop the bubble. I keep a small circle cause niggas will try to touch you, kill you. Watch you mold like mildew. For them huncho bills, they getting cutthroat ill. But I'ma get back even. Live from the Black Beacon with Mac squeezing. Bullets tap, tap, tap for backpack rap. This for my uncle in his cell with his back on max. I just pray that he get back on track. Crooked systems and crooked devils, they coincide. Open the door to hell and tell you go inside. Immortalized on obituaries in love and memory. I'm pouring up the Henny, rest in peace, my nigga Nipsey. And everybody's sleeping deeply. I do it for y'all. I can't let the game defeat me, so I'm stuck in a brawl. I had to run from the law, ducking under the lights. I seen the ugliest nights. Panther running in the jungle from the sun up tonight. And they don't wanna put their gun up to fight. They rather run to Instagram and brag on how they killed the man. Real shooters move in mind silence. And where these niggas reside, you can't even find violence. That shit got my mind wildin'. Microphone, gangster, studio, gangster. You the one that's acting like you putting on. Ain't you? You the one that's acting
that's
like you
moving zones. Real bad boys moving.
You the one that's capping, rapping every song. Ain't you? Microphone, gangster, studio, gangster. You the one that's acting like you putting on. Ain't you? You the one that's acting like you moving zones. Ain't you? You the one that's capping, rapping every song. Ain't you? Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass wigger.
What a hook,
fuck
man.
Fuck all you wiggers and you wiggerettes.
That's a dope hook, man. Marcus Clay. That's the first I've heard of him, man. Sick.
No, there's a you saw me just flicking through there while we were listening, trying to find it on fucking Instagram. I'm a dick for not taking it down, but I prefer the tunes to the guy's page. There's a guy, I see like Tizer and everyone's following him, but there's a guy who just goes around the world like highlighting different rappers. He's done Farmer G recently, Verb T recently.
Oh, I've seen it.
Ransom
yeah.
Bad Bones.
I know.
I caught this guy Marcus on his thing, and I was like, "Yo, this is nice, man." The fuck. And then I had to look for Marcus and shit like that.
He doesn't go physically. Doesn't go around there. He sits and reviews and reacts to hip hop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I saw the Farmer G one. Yeah, man. Sick.
I can't remember where he said Farms was from. And then he's like, "Yo, I never knew North London had like hip hop like this, bro." Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, get in line.
Similar to that Canadian dad reacts, you know, like, you know, it's fun to hear people not from England react to, well, especially people in America, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, it's like that dynamic.
Yeah, but he puts you onto like all unsigned, different and signed people in America too.
Dope.
Like, what up, music family?
And that's the thing. We need things like that because, you know, there's so much music in the fucking world. Like, people don't know where to fucking begin now, you know? And so, you know, you need little filters like that through people to find out about people. That's what gatekeeping
nice
is.
Like that guy.
Yeah. Marcus Clay. I'm going to keep my ears open for that dude, man. I love that hook. You don't know no money, no money, no. Ain't ya? You know
money, no money, no money. Ain't ya? Gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that. And the beat was tough, man. Nice. And the video
did
as
you
well.
Like that beat? I thought you wouldn't like it so much.
Nah, there was hard drums on it, nice low end to it. It was flowing, man. It was good. Nice video as well. Like, you know, they put some effort into it. I always like to see that, man.
Aye, son. That's what I'm saying.
How
son.
You been, brother? We went to a concert the other day, innit? We went to go see before that though. Theme, sorry. Before that, I just want to get this out of the way. I've just been seeing loads of panels getting done, man. Loads of trains getting done. So I just wanted to kind of like, you know, flick through a couple and just, you know, show some love, man, to some peoples. Look, I've been seeing some
I saw that.
Nice ones. Yeah.
Calor.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, there's that one. These are mainly from that Instagram page As Seen on the Tube. You know that one? I think one's from B-Boy Documents. There's a... Zeko, by the looks of it.
Is it not Zine? Syme, who... Syme and someone else who do that page.
There's B-Boy Documents, and there's Syme, and then there's another guy called As Seen on the Tube. He came to the Almshouse Graph Jam.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's a Diablo, good old devil. This one was a bit of an older one. This was about a month or two ago. The Yeah.
Read this and be happy. Let me see the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go. Nicely put together. So cool to see these, man. Run in.
That's like a classic panel outline that he's got, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like strictly for the panels with that E and shit, and small Y and shit, A leaning to the side and shit.
There was also, they released a video, I wish I got that ready as well. They did a train in, I think in Poland, him, Zombie, and a bunch of Polish
riders. I saw that.
Yeah, looks sick.
Chick had done it like four times.
Yeah, exactly, with the characters and everything. Ill. And here's a quick
go back to Big Bass. Let's say Jade.
Yeah, nice colors running through that. I like the blue hints coming through with the greens. I like
I like this.
This one's cool. Classic styles, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
nicely
exactly.
Put together, little side rock 3D with the lines going through it. I mean, you can see he's done it, like, you know, it's quick. Obviously, it's on a train, but yeah, it looks really nice, man. Really.
It does look nice. What does it say?
Quick. K-U-I-C-K. I think he's from out of town, I think. Could be wrong.
I like it, man.
And here's one, the last one.
Oh, really? Is that a new thing?
I think so. I only saw it recently. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was done a couple months ago or something. But yeah, nice evil panel with the gold fill, the little purple bits going around. I just thought it looks nice there at the front of the train, sitting on it. Yeah, I think that's it for now. Is that not going to go? Okay, that's it. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I like that quick. And I like the
Yeah, man. So, last, was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Friday night, we went to go see The Far Side were headlining, and then there was Souls of Mischief and J.Ru the Damager and Mr. Thing, DJ Mr. Thing, Shorty Blitz.
Sarah Love.
DJ Pogo, Sarah Love. Again, it was a proper all-out event at the Kentish Town Forum. Really wicked night. I just want to salute Tony Spreadlove for hooking us up, man.
Yes.
Really cool, man.
Spreading that love.
Here's some pictures and some videos I took where we got to, like, we hung out afterwards. I got to see Common. I've never met Common, never seen him live. Actually, no, I saw him live many, like in 1999. But he's like one of my favorites.
Why didn't you show the photo of me trying to get in with Common?
I didn't have it. Did I have it?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh, bugger. Sorry, bruv, man.
J.Ru the Damager. Yeah, don't you remember? We were laughing because it looks like I'm trying to get in the...
I think I remember.
Let me speak to Common. What are you doing? Like that. You just buoy me off, just going like this. And I'm like, no.
Trying to... Oh, yeah, and this is a photo they took on the stage.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, it was taken by Kish Cash, innit? He posted it on his Instagram, so I nicked it off him, man. But yeah, it was a great night, but Kentish Town Forum need to fix up their sound, man. Like, I've been to a couple of gigs recently. We went to Ray and Ghost a little while ago, a couple other bits. You can hardly hear
Vinny Paz and Ari the Rugged. You can't hear anything, man.
Just mad low end. Just all you can hear is bass. Yeah. And if you know the song, then cool. You know, you can see what's happening. But yeah, just it was horrible to sound, man. But
I reckon it's only at the stage if you really know the song. Like if you know the song a little bit, sometimes when the Souls of Mischief playing, I was like trying to catch like any sound to recognize what tune they were doing.
Yeah, man.
And then there were some mics that weren't even like on. At some stages, you know what I mean? It was like weird. And
it was weird.
None of the performers said anything, but we were standing right next to the fucking sound engineer.
Mm.
With the speakers are like pointing at his face. And you're turning around and going, bruv, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Are you gonna like, fix it up, man? Like,
it was a bit annoying.
He must have known that it was fucking dog shit. But when you watch the videos, like the videos that we took, it doesn't sound bad.
Doesn't sound... Well, here's one. Here's the... Yeah, I mean, and I got the epic moment when, because we managed to get upstairs and we were watching the rest from upstairs, and I caught the moment when Common surprise guest just came on halfway through, passing me by. Yeah. Prit in the background.
Yo, that was a fucking good concert, man.
It was great, man. It was good fun. Loads of cool, good vibe in there, good crowd. You know, mostly blokes, but you know what I'm saying? It's typical hip-hop shit.
And Souls of Mischief.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was a decent tick one off, you know?
Yeah, that was incredible. I was telling you, I'd seen them both perform together back in 99, and Common and James Brown at this big epic festival called Essential Festival down in Brighton. I don't know who remembers that festival. If anyone went there, there was 2-day festival. One was hip hop and funk and jazz, and the other day was a reggae day. Big festival, was so dope. I got to see so many acts, but yeah, that was really
perfect, to be fair.
cool to see that, man. But listen,
and like back in the day, I took the paint and the pen, and you were like, oh, you can't be getting into this place with paint and pen.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and stashed it in a bush. And after the night, fucking found it. I was like, yo, it's like 1998 in here, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Stashing paint in the fucking bush. And when I when I was leaving, some guys called me like, what was it? Squire. Oh, Squire, did you just have a piss in there? Like, he was desperate for a piss. I was like, no, I didn't have a fucking piss in there, bro. I'm not going to tell him. I've just been picking up paint and rah, rah, rah.
But that's the worrisome thing about stashing paint when you're going into a venue, because just
someone like, pisses, you
know,
on it.
Someone's just going to piss all over your paint. You just got to pick up the water. It smells funny, man.
Damn.
Shit is crazy. But, bruv, we've been sent in a couple of listener questions. I just want to get right into them, man.
But wait. I wanted to ask you, have you seen what's happened in the Louvre?
No.
Someone has stolen, broke in this morning, yeah? At 9:30, yeah?
Oh, shit.
And stolen jewels of incalculable value. So they got one of those, you know what Paris is like, yeah?
Yeah.
They got one of those lifts that goes up. You know, people like take their furniture up there and shit in a exterior sort of crane lift that goes up. Bup, 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 bup.
Yeah.
And then they left a ladder. They got the crane as high as it can go. And then they put a ladder. You can see the ladder just like this against the wall.
Oh, shit.
And they've gone up. Up there with mini, like, no, that's not it. Mini chainsaws, and gone in on the fourth floor or something, and fucking taken these invaluable, like words like incalculable.
Yeah, yeah, like priceless, basically. Yeah,
completely.
So what's
this
map? They
were carrying small chainsaws, and they escaped on a scooter. Bruv, you've got something that's incalculable. You'd be like, you know, how much do you want to buy this for? And they're like, oh, I don't know, I'll give you like 2 million. You're like, no, it's 2 billion. Like, what are you talking, or 100 million, or whatever you feel that you can get out of the game with.
Yeah, man.
This is like once in a lifetime fucking heist.
Insane. Yeah.
I reckon they've got away. You duck out on a ped in Paris. You know what I mean? No one's going to catch you. Dump the ped, get in a car, gone. Like, it's fucking decent,
including a
bro.
Necklace, a brooch, and a tiara from the Napoleon and French sovereign display cases. Jeez. But then again, like you say, oh, they could literally ask for whatever price they want. But Moody Goods, you know what I mean? Like, trying to shift that. I mean, obviously, if you're going to do something like this, you're going to have connections, but
you're going to know who's going to buy it.
Yeah, but
it could be on order. It could be like a bet or something like that. You know what I mean? That's how those things roll.
Who knows, man? But yeah, that's crazy.
9:30 and 9:40 a.m. It took them 7 minutes. Look at this place. This place has got like 15 football fields of space, La Louvre.
Have you ever been? You've been to the Louvre?
Yeah. It must be like less alarms or something at 9:30 when it's open. You know what I mean? It's not like 2:30 in the morning and you see all those lasers and shit going across, all that kind of movie shit.
Yeah, this is... priceless jewelry. French authorities say thieves have stolen jewelry from the Napoleon collection.
Yeah, these are just guests getting the boot.
Oh, there's the
ladder. Yeah, that's the ladder.
Yeah.
No, that's not the ladder. That's not the ladder.
No? They used the basket lift to break in. Yeah, like you said. Yeah, this is it. This is the ladder. Oh, 7 minutes. Yeah.
Again.
Okay.
So
they, yeah, so it was super calculated. They'd been scoping this. They saw that window of opportunity and they were like, bing, bang, bosh, bam, bam.
You imagine getting away with that?
Ooh-wee.
Can you imagine? You know, when you like do something like graph or something or a nice yard or something, you get right home, you're like, but imagine doing that.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Yeah, we're set for life, bruv.
It's not over yet. That's just the start. Because you got to think, okay, they did it successfully. They didn't get caught. They obviously haven't been seen. But now they've got to handle the goods. They've got to move it. Who knows, man? Let's see. We'll keep an ear on this story, man.
Because they might get that, man.
What was the one in England that happened along the Thames or whatever? Ah, man. I think we chatted about
it. In 1998, someone walked into the Louvre and just walked in. took a painting off the wall and walked out.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything or saw him or anything.
I mean, sometimes those just rago ones are the best ones.
The most rago ones. That's what I'm always saying on the pod when I'm teething paint or wrecking something from the underground museum. You're like, boys, have you queued for that? Are you paying for that? And I'm just walking out.
Just walking out,
Dada needs to pay. Bring it over here. Just like.
And same with graph. Like, you know, you think on a busy high street, you know, there's loads of cars and people walking. You think you do a tag. Everyone's going to see you, immediately call the police, blah, blah, blah. But we know it's like some, obviously sometimes, I'm not saying every time, but you can just do it. Like the more rago you are, the more people think, oh, is he allowed to do it? Is he not? And then they got their own lives. You know what I mean? And they're just like, whatever, you know, and you can get away with a lot more than you think, man. Not that we condone that behavior.
when we last went out and the line wasn't running.
Oh, yeah.
And I go out, said goodbye to the missus, go out, come back like 20 minutes later, 25 minutes later. Because she goes, what happened? You know, I just go into this fat lie, like straight away. We were going to get a reach. We were just getting everything ready. Then Amber gets one tag just to like test out the fucking paint, and he's standing next to an undercover, and the undercover does one of those excuse me and grabs his arm, shows the bird, and I just fucking splurted. She's like, what, you left Matty? I'm like, yeah, I left him. I managed to get off the train door before the guy could do anything about it. And then when I got, then I just legged it. She's like, oh my god, what about Matty? Like, what about, I don't know, like, it's fucked. But, you know, maybe they got me. Maybe they got a photo, DNA. I don't know if Maddie's going to grass me. You know what I mean? All this sort of shit. And I was like, no, train's not working. She's like, you fucking bitch.
You know, if I was in the holding cell and they were like, look, we'll give you a Diet Coke, but you've got to grass me and your mate. And I'll be like, yeah, his name's Fingy. He lives over there.
100%.
I'm kidding.
100%.
All right.
Give me that Diet Coke.
Yeah, but nothing happened. In the end, the trains weren't running, so we all just went home. Like, that's the real story. All right, let's get into this question, because I got to really cut this at 1 hour. I've got a hard out. I've got to go do some shit, man. All right, people, please keep sending in your listener questions, man. Voice notes are appreciated via the email or the DMs on the Instagram. All of them are appreciated.
Keep sending them in.
We're running low, please. They can be about anything, but edit. Let's get into this one, man.
Yo, what's up, Arms House? So, working in the city, being close to Shoreditch area, walking around, I'm every day seeing a lot of street art tours, bunches of tourists walking around, dragged by people that are experts on the subject, should we say. I was wondering, as there's such a melting pot of pieces between graph artists and street mural artists, the list goes on, right? What would it look like if Arms House did street art tours? Or would you even consider doing a proper graph tour of this area or an area you know well? Obviously, can't be taking crowds of tourists down trackside, but as you two are a couple of bods now, I suspect you should get on one of those tours, yeah, and give them your 2 pennies worth. Nice one, guys. Love the podcast, and peace.
Salute. Thanks for sending that in. So yeah,
it's a good question.
So if we organized an Arms House graph tour, what would it look like? Yeah.
Do you know that could be a comedy sketch, couldn't it?
We've talked about it. Yeah, like we spend like half an hour just over an old faded tag on like some old Victorian brickwork. We go, this guy here, he was king in the trains, the Metropolitans back in 89. This is the oldest tag in London. Like for half an hour describing it while they're sitting there bored, all these like Japanese tourists and shit.
Have you seen the guy who does the on rollerblades, roller skates?
I think I have seen that, yeah.
And he's like, roller graph tours or something like that. And he's like, going around like that. Yo, guys! And holding that stick, that fucking selfie stick.
Yeah. I've seen him around Shoreditch, and I've actually stood there while they're like sitting there chatting. You know, when you're walking past, and I'd stand there for like 30 seconds and just try and listen in to what he's saying. And, you know, it's a standard shit, man. Like, and the thing is, you know, with tourists and that, you got obviously, like in reality, you got to, you know, dumb it down a lot. you know. And I guess they...
I'd do one where it's like the newest, best street art of all time.
Mm.
And you've got to be Japanese or Chinese to come and see it.
Yeah.
They all bring like £2,000 cameras, every single one of them.
Yeah.
They rock up. You're like, meet me at like fucking Brixton Station.
Yeah, down this alleyway.
There, just jack every single one of them for these cameras, these sick cameras. And yeah. Then we've set up for Arms House videos, Arms House Comedy Scare, Arms House HD, triple HD, bitches.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we should do that, man. Fucking hell. Yeah, I mean, look, if I was going to do one, like proper, I would, you know, obviously... I mean, I don't know. A Graf tour? You'd want to give them the Graf experience. You know what I mean? I'd be like, you have to come. You have to bring your own bally. You have to bring, you know what I mean? And
you have to sign this consent form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you touch the third rail, you know what I mean? It's not the fault of the Arms House.
Exactly.
That's it. Sign, but it goes against everything, if for me, like, yeah, about Graf. Like, I don't need those people to see it.
No,
basically. And you should be doing it in a place where it's already getting like a lot of eyes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So like, what's the point of going around showing someone who's not, like your mates who aren't into Graf?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, bruv, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? You're like 40 something going to do that. Well, you did that on your J's. Yeah, I did it on my J's. Like, as if they're going to give you props. You know what I mean? What are you fucking doing?
No, exactly.
Tucking up my kids and like fucking but pouring theme, red wine and that.
But I know you're aware, like now certain, like, you know, cities around the world, they'll have the street art area. You know what I mean? Here it's Hackney and Shoreditch and all that, you know, Brick Lane. There's one in Melbourne, a famous street in Melbourne, in Paris. And, you know, and these are big now tourist attractions, man. And they're like government funded and government protected and all that stuff. But it's not Graf. That's the thing. And I'd like, yeah, if I were forced, gun to my head, to do one of these street art doors, you know, you'd, I'd do it like, I'd try and make it as like, try and get that message across to them about the reality of it. You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, these are nice, pretty paintings and shit. And you know, this was done by this guy, but they're not, it's not graffiti. You know what I mean? And I kind of like the whole tour would be based on how the difference between the two, you know, to try and make them understand. But then again, that wouldn't attract a lot of tourists. They just want to go and take pictures in front of the angel wings. You know what I mean? That's all they want to fucking do so that they can post it on their Instagram story. I wonder how, you know, if you did advertise and go, look, here's a real graffiti tour for real graffiti, like, would anyone, fucking any tourist, like you said, most people don't give a shit about any of that stuff, you know?
They think, like, street art and that kind of portrait spray can street art is like the new hottest thing. It's like the new movement. It's like to get them into, like, you know, galleries and graphic fine art scenarios and shit like that, where, exactly, because it's trendy. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's breaking. It's like, what's it called? You know, when something's like so hot, it's like, you know,
yeah, trending,
whatever.
Trending. But, yeah. But theme, I have to reiterate the point that the reason why it's trendy is because of the illegal aspect of it. You know, even though a lot of the street art stuff and these artists you're talking about, they're not illegal at all. But the whole name street art, like, has this attachment to graffiti and illegal graffiti painted, you know, at night, you know what I mean? And like, you know, Banksy, you know, like against the government, against authority, you know what I mean? It has this kind of bad boy kind of image, which adds and lends to its edginess, you know what I mean? And that's why people think, oh, that's pretty cool, when it's not. It's the furthest thing from it. It's a fucking commission wall, you know what I mean? And they're probably sponsored by some fucking, and it's basically an advert for something sometimes, you know? And it's just, yeah.
Well, the guys that do like the proper murals of like, I think there's an English guy and he went to do Will Smith in Philadelphia as part of the Fresh Prince. Take up the whole side of a house, of like a Victorian terrace house, and have like all cranes and shit. That's fucking dope. Like, some of them are like fucking dope. But, you know, it's fucking spray, what's it called? Street art, where you're just fucking doing a bunch of blobs and I just don't, it's got nothing going on. Nothing. It's fucking dog shit.
Yeah. And just because you painted it on the side of this wall, doesn't mean
it's hot. If he painted it in a gallery, you wouldn't go and see it.
You wouldn't even bat an eyelid at it. Yeah, exactly. And because it's done huge on the side of a wall in the street, it's like, ooh.
I saw a Rembrandt the other day.
A Rembrandt, is it? A real one?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Where was it?
That's the sort of place I go to.
Yeah.
This place, in Hampstead Heath, there's like some massive, massive building with huge fucking grounds. Mm. Mad grounds. It's nice. But inside, there's bare different paintings. It's the most English fucking shit you've ever seen. You walk in and there's this bird. She's like fucking looks like Dracula. She's old. She's got bare makeup. Oh, hello. Have you been here before? You're like, no. But it's like, you know, a walk around. No, you must go through there and introduce yourself first. And you like go through there. The geezer's trying to sell you chocolates and shit. I'm like, fuck this.
It's like a big stately home type building. Like
a bit like that.
Colonial kind of huge.
Yeah, thing. And it's so like ye olde English. And I'm like, how are you supposed to see shit when you have the lights like this? Like this fucking dingy fucking dog shit. Like you go to like the fucking Tate Modern. It's all white and bright and light. So you can see the thing that you've been asked to fucking go and look at. This is like dark and brown and like curtains drawn and like fireplaces and dark walls and tiny lights on each thing. But you have to go like this and go like this to like get out of the highlights of those lights to be able to see the fucking painting. And by the halfway around, you're like fucking falling asleep. It's boring as dick anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Falling asleep, like Jesus fucking Christ.
And what, the Rembrandt was the most...
The Rembrandt was in there.
Was the best thing in there,
Self-portrait of the artist.
Ooh.
You know when you have a look at those, it's all like royal, you know, 1511, 1650, that sort of time of like these royals.
Yeah.
And they all look exactly the same.
They all look inbred.
You're like, all of you are banging all of you.
Yeah.
That's the equation. You know that face that you can get when you've banged your mum and your dad and your brother and you've got all their jizz all over your
incest
face?
Incest face,
You look exactly the same. Like,
eyes fucking a bit too close like together. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and every single scripture goes, oh, this guy was dethroned by the French king who then sat and thought, you're like, mate, fucking, there's no English royal family, bruv. They're all fucking, you can't, if you're a royal and I'm a royal, I have to get you to bang my daughter because she can't go around banging peasants. You know what I mean?
Keep the bloodline pure.
Keep the bloodline pure, but it's not pure. It's like Belgium, Holland, France, Spain. You're like, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Prince Andrew's getting the boot now.
Yeah, good. Fucking nice.
Right now. But they've given him the way to get out of it on his jays. He can, like, relinquish his titles, which means there's no, like, fucking messy business and contracts to sign and if they stripped him of it, it'd be a lot different. I don't know why they're giving him an out like this. Fucking hell.
Well, you know, if anyone can pull some strings, man, it's going to be the royal family, you know what I'm saying? And it just goes to show, you know, the elites, and if you've got enough money, you get away with literal...
But they want him out,
bruv. Yeah, of course.
The king doesn't want to go to, like, events and get asked about his fucking brother being a rapist pedo.
Yeah, he's bringing the shame to the...
You've got to leave. You're getting the boot.
Yeah. No. That's
getting in DDS and getting booted out.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
taken too long for them to do that. They should have done that a long time ago, man.
Yeah, but he's been blatantly doing that card, like you said. It's like, come on, you're my bruv.
Yeah.
You can't boot me out of my own family.
Because it looks like, bad, but if that's the thing, they have to weigh it up. They go, look, keeping him here is bad, but it's not as bad as if we kicked him out and all the fucking lights now will be shined on us about why are you kicking him out and all that, you know. But then now it got to a point, they're like, you know what, we're better off just kicking him out.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like, fuck this.
No, no doubt, man. Fuck those guys anyway. I think the royal family, I don't know. I think their days are numbered, man. Because since the queen died, you know, no one's really feeding the king, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, people, I think it's dwindling their support, man.
Have you seen the queen, the AI patois queen?
I've seen it, yeah.
That is so good.
But I hate these AI. But I'm hating these AI videos, man. They're getting way out of hand and I'm bored of them now. I'm sick of seeing. Okay, that Queen one, that's funny. All right, cool. There's a couple of funny ones out there, but I'm done with AI videos now. This shit. Oh, look, it's a train running into an old lady's house. Oh, look, It's a porcupine spraying, like, you know, they're just now they're just doing weird fucking dumb AI videos just to go viral, you know, making them look, obviously they look real, but they're not real. It's just dumb. I just fucking hate it. And now I used to love watching.
But that's
like,
all. I mean, it's only because you're looking at shit like that, bruv. I don't look at, I don't get any of those on
no,
my.
No, I see them. I see people sharing them. That's what annoys me about it. I see people I follow sharing these videos because they think they're funny or they look cool or whatever. And
that one I said you have the queen is joke. Joke.
All right, cool. Let me. Do you want to watch it here? Yeah.
Someone I know said, is that how the Queen speaks?
Nah.
I said, you gotta be fucking joking, bro. She's being serious.
There's no way.
Being serious. I sent it to you on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta, I don't want to open my WhatsApp here with everyone watching. If that's all right.
Look at you on the ting. Pick up that guy for his question anyway, man. That was a good question. Basically, we'd get all the tourists, rob them all, and then use all the cameras for the almshouse. That'd be fucking perfect. Ira, is it from Ira?
Blackness in this house. Wanna hear me? The people of the nation, them deserve better than the half-hearted promise we're fling round ya. From this day forward, every... I mean, I take no more slackness in this house. Wanna hear me?
Blackness in this house.
The people of the nation, them deserve better than the half-hearted promise...
Motherfucker, we got another listener question, but let's play this tune first, man. I'm you chose this one, but I love this whole album is dope. It's Master Ace. Yeah, I love this tune, man. I've seen them live bare times whenever they come. Master Ace and Marco Polo, which is one of the greatest link ups in history, in hip hop history. I think I love what they're doing together. They're working on another album. I think they're going to get three albums together, and I love just Master Ace is one of my top five. Of all time, Master Ace is slept on by most people. He has been consistently dope since the 80s, man, and through every era. He's never done anything whack, this guy. I love Master Ace. He's one of my favorites.
This came out 2019, a Brooklyn 2019. Story album. Yeah. And it's called Get Shot.
Get Shot, man. Marco Polo on the production.
But you know this tune, yeah.
Course, man, this whole album, man. Marco Polo, he's one of my favorite producers as well, so you can't really go wrong with this, man.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Man.
Get shot.
Combo.
Inspired by the streets of Brownsville.
Yeah, I be the man in front of the fans gandering, standing in spotlights, fam, you're panhandling. Hanneman, most top tens, you been rambling, running off with the lips big, Pam Anderson. You's a real sad man, play the mandolin. You're sitting home like you should, could with your wood paneling. Face it, you're stuck in the basement and panicking, stagnant and can't move, a damn mannequin. Everything you do in your life is self-damaging. Drugs scrambling, raw sex and gun brandishing. Can't stop, you got shot, the doc bandaging. Meanwhile, I'm in Spain, up in the Spanish Inn. Bad cutie with the tan skin. Then we telling the bartender, give us your best brand of gin. Hip-hop's what we got a big advantage. Ain't rich, not yet, damn, but your man's managing.
That whole verse was just din it in, was the rhyming rail, the whole verse. That's sick.
Stop, get blocked. You don't wanna get shot. Read my rap sheet, nigga. Classics. The Kimbe Mutombo of this rap shit. Understands we can't be stopped. Get blocked. You don't wanna get shot. Read my rap sheet, nigga. Classics. Kimbe Mutombo of this rap shit.
Anyways, I spit fierce flow so many ways. I've been nice since Piggy Bank, saving my penny days. Before the hypnotic Alizé and Henny craze. Way before Barry
nice
Bond. Guess I'm calling
man.
This Willie Mays. While you sitting spitting your silly phrase, I've been writing and reciting something that really pays. That long list is what a man wants out of life. The twist is God won't hear him until he prays. I'm from a block where there's many strays. Mini cats boosting at Jimmy J's. Trying to get them something that's hot, so when they walk in the spot, they be shining like semi-glaze. Salt and pepper beard now, plenty grays. Give me Preen Marcos or give me Dre's. Give me Pete
rock, so give me Blaze. Big up Jazz Jeff, he from Philly with Gilly stays.
Understands we can't be stopped. Read my rap sheet, nigga, classic. Rakimbe Mutombo of this rap shit. Understands we can't be stopped. Drip block.
You don't wanna get shot.
Read my rap sheet, nigga, classic. Rakimbe Mutombo of this rap shit.
Very, very dope. Sorry, yeah.
Marco Polo moved to New York.
Well, yeah, he's Canadian. Yeah, originally moved to New York a while ago now. And he just was persistent, consistent. He did. He actually does, as a producer, as making beats, like he's always been like a drums guy. His drums are always heavy hitting. And he releases drum packs called Pad Thai. I think he's up to volume 5 now. I've copped all the drum packs, man. Like, he's dope, and he's a student of DJ Premier. You can kind of tell in his sound.
You can tell
very, but he's big carved time. But he's carved his own lane, though. Like, he's kind of taken that, obviously heavily inspired by Primo and Pete Rock, but he's gone off in his own thing. I rate Marco Polo, man.
Primo's done in some cuts on this album on a different tune.
Yeah, and this is an older song by Marco Polo and Master Ace. One of their first link ups. I can't remember what year.
Nostalgia.
Can't remember, but this is called Nostalgia. It's one of my favorite hip hop songs. Just full stop.
Really?
One of my favorite. I'm just gonna play a bit of it, man. Maybe half of it. Love this tune.
Yeah.
What's that right
there in the shop?
That's Marco.
What's up, Marco?
2007.
There we go.
In the audience, Master Ace, the name of my rhymes and insert them inside your vein.
Inside
run
your vein.
Bloodstream, get inside your brain. Since I first put my name up inside the train. My control's been unprecedented. And you wrong if you thought you was the best at it. See, I just started messing with it. I've been married to the game since 8 years. Yeah, you just committed it. The entire fate of the whole empire states in the hands of a man that's here to inspire hate. Hate for the state of the music. And all these other cats looking for another way to abuse it. I wake you up
like a gun in the face.
Just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know.
This is for those that don't know that.
Back, turn back the page.
Let me show you new rappers. This is how the game goes.
Got started from beginning to end. When cats used to run in a pack and slaughter the rooftop, Union Square, and the
Latin Quarter. Shout out Master Ace. I can't big him up enough, man. I love
Marco Polo, man. Looks and like Uncle Metzky.
A little
Who
bit.
Who would you
yeah.
prefer to have, Uncle Metzky or Marco Polo in your video? I'm going Metzky.
Yeah, Metzky, of course, man. Didn't you do a music video for Plan B? We should watch that one
day.
Yeah,
he did. When he nutted someone in the face or something.
In prison or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's shout out Metzky, CBM crew. What's up? This is another listener question, and it's got some pictures to go with it, but let's listen to it.
Oh, damn.
Yo, Arms House peoples. Hope you're doing good. I just wanted to hear you guys discuss this because I thought it was an interesting point that is obviously it's changing in the world of technology and everything's moving forward in the world. And I do a lot of sketch work on my PC just because I don't know why, and it's just been my thing, and I've fucked around with doing stuff in VR, and I wanted to hear your take on it as it's something different, because obviously VR painting is nothing like painting on a wall. You get infinite paint, you can do whatever the fuck you like, and you can undo and redo shit. Same with the sketchbook. If you don't like the line you did, you can take it away and do a new one. So I was wondering what your take on doing digital graph was. Like, is it shit? Is it hot? Is it fucking just stupid? Don't do that. Get back to the old method. Let me know. Big up Arms House. Bun the rest.
Salute.
Bun the rest.
Bun them. So he sent a few bits of his work. I think he sent something
ages
ago as well.
He's already, we know he's a bad man.
That's it. X-Wave was his tag. I remember we looked it up, and I remember one of his...
X-Wave.
The E was, I think you said, like, it hurts my eyes to look at the E. Like, it was really shit.
Yeah.
This one is done. You can see, on the PC, it's a sketch, just a black and white sketch. Let me just quickly flick through them, and then we can kind of dissect them.
I thought that was DK for a minute.
Yeah, but what is it? Decal. D-K-A-L, I guess, there at the end. Decal. With a little character, bunning a zoo. And this is done, so this looks like it's on a wall or whatever, but it's not. This is the VR thing he was talking about, where you put the headset on and you have unlimited paint and you can just, like, kind of use spray paint to, you know, to paint on a wall, you know what I mean? Like you can see here. Some people have tried to sneakily send in VR graph for critiques, not telling us it's VR, and we've worked it out just by... I mean, this one's quite easy to work out. It's quite obvious, but sometimes they look pretty realistic, man, with the shading on, like, the shadows on, like, the backgrounds and stuff. You can be fooled by it. But Theme, in general, I know you don't really use computers to sketch and stuff.
Nah, pen and paper for me. But it must be... It must be, like, really good for practicing graph. If you can go in the VR thing and, like, if you go like that, it has to be a straight line, right?
Yeah. Well, you can change the settings to straight and line. So if you do a shaky line,
you can't do that. But if you can, like, practice fucking can control,
well, that's
with
the thing.
No stink and no fucking mess, and in your yard, then you're going up levels of training.
Yeah,
we didn't train like that.
I've used VR. You've not used VR. I've used VR graph. I've had a go at it. Not to an extensive amount, but I have. And I wouldn't say it would teach you can control, because it's so specific how hard you press, and different cans have different pressure in them, and the way the paint comes out and hits the wall, if it's windy, if it's not windy, the angle you hold the spray can and stuff. I know there are certain elements of that you can do digitally, but I don't think it would help with that. What would help with is the movement of your arm and the letter shapes and stuff. You could, like, you know, because some people struggle getting a sketch, which is this size, onto a large surface. Some people struggle with that, and VR graph could help with that transition, I guess, if you practiced enough. But
if you, like, filled in your letter, and then you come to do the outline, if it was, like, millimeters, say you went 3 millimeters away, would you see the gap? Would there be a 3 millimeter gap? You'd be like, fuck, that's it.
So in that case, you're right. Yeah, to get the line in the right place, you know what I mean? But like I said, there's so many elements. When you're doing it with a real spray can, the way the paint comes out and hits the wall is going to be different from when you're doing it digitally. So yeah, sure, you can learn how to get the line in the right place, I guess, but... nothing beats doing it in real life. Like, you're never going to get that real same feeling, you know? With the digital styles.
And then if it comes to, like, if it's hot or not, or what, hot, not what, I'm like a bit like, I don't know, man. But I'm so out of depth with all that, out of, like, touch with that. People, like, draw on their iPads for good reason now, you know what I mean? To make the image digital and then put it on. So if you, like, draw a brand, I want my brand to be like this. Okay, cool. I have to give it to, like, Akit.
Yeah,
and then she puts it on her iPad, and then she gives it back, and I'm like, "Yeah, cool." You know what I mean?
It definitely makes life easier like that. And technology is technology. At the end of the day, what's that saying? Like, don't blame your tools. At the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter what tools you really use. I'm personally an analog guy, man. I always kind of have been. I still listen to records and vinyl. You know what I mean? I'm very much a pen and paper type dude. Even if I do have to digitize something, because I have an iPad, I have all the Procreate, all that stuff. Nothing quite beats that pencil hitting the paper for me, and the actual physicality of doing it. And I still, even if I have to digitize it, I'll first start with a pencil sketch, then scan that in, and then redraw it using the computer if I need to digitize something, you know what I mean? And I still struggle with that to a degree. And another point I want to make is with the digital aspect of it, because I've said this a couple times on the pod, one of the reasons why I love graph is its imperfections. You know, I like little mistakes, little drips here and there, it looking rough and rugged, the fill not being complete. You know what I mean? Like, as long as the style is dope and the letters look fresh and shit like that.
But you don't, that's a lie. You always go to me, you missed a bit there. Like, you've missed a bit there. Yeah, like, 2 weeks later in the photo.
There's missing a bit of, but pointing those out are just funny. You know what I mean? It doesn't ruin
the
things.
I know.
And it shows the human side of it. You know what I mean? Once there's a line, I think in digital, once like now you're straightening all your lines digitally and you're importing pictures and tracing and then doing this. And there's certain tricks you do digitally that you just physically can't do in the real world. Mm. And yeah, some of it looks really impressive. Some people are really dope at it, but when it looks too perfect, I'm like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I like real physical thing. If you're painting
like graph to look like graph.
Yeah. You know what I mean? To a degree. And that's just my eye. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going to shit on someone just purely because it's digital. Like, look at this X wave thing here. Yeah. Whatever. Like this X thing, you know what I mean? Like the style doesn't matter if you're using digital or not. The E is cool, but there are certain parts of this, like all these.
The second part of the X is like, it doesn't work.
It looks like
it's
a backwards
mad
Y.
Tiny.
Yeah, it's too small, this bit.
Yeah.
And the W doesn't really look like a W either. But again, this is nitpicking, but just all this extra shit he's put around it and these connections, I think it's unnecessary. Work on your letters still, brother, man. You need to, you know.
They've got better, though. His letters have got better.
They got better. I'm not completely shitting on him, but I look at this, you know, I don't know. There's certain elements of it I'm not feeling, but...
The top of the A is not happening, is it? Oh, but he does it on the reach as well. That's why he's done it on there, look.
Oh, yeah, here, yeah.
Oh, well, I've done it on my reach, so I've got to do it in my fucking dub, don't I?
I mean, again, this is nitpicking and it's just like a taste, you know what I mean? I'm not into it, to be honest, too much.
It's got to
be
good for practice.
It's fun to do as well. It's fun.
I reckon, yeah, but doing it with a pen and a pencil would improve, like, in terms of tags, would improve your hand style. More when you do with a spray can rather than using one of those and then going to a spray can and being like, oh, why isn't my reach the same as when I do it on my digital thing? Where if you do it with your pencil and pen and different pens, different media, when you go to the wall, you're like, oh, shit, I'm doing a nice, crisp kind of reach, you know? Yeah. So what I'm saying is I think doing it like that wouldn't be as much of a benefit for when you go out and do hand styles.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Nothing beats just doing it for real. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, there's no replacements for that. And also, like he's saying, like you have unlimited colors, unlimited thing, which is fun when you're just, you know, fucking around. But real graph, you don't have unlimited colors. You use what you can. And that's a skill in itself. You know what I mean? Mm. Like looking at the colors, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. Schemes with that, a little outline with that, border with that. Yeah. And like learning those bits, like the limitations that put
that'll go shit with that. I can't do that anymore. I've got to change that border. You know what I mean? All that shit.
You know, like there's so much that you couldn't learn by doing it digitally. You know what I mean? But still, I'm not knocking it. You know, do what you feel. You know what I mean? The technology, it's just a futile trying to fight against technology. It's inevitable, man. It's coming. It's there. And it's going to keep progressing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say on the matter, man.
That's it. What have we got? Graph letter game, but in the letter X.
Letter X, man. Fucking hell. Yeah, I struggle.
As you can imagine, dear listeners, fairly difficult to get apart from the obvious standouts. And there's not really, there's none. I was looking internationally. I was like,
I mean, I'm sure there's bear that would just not come into mind now. But yeah, like, but here we go. I found a couple. You're not going to get most of them, I don't think. Yeah, okay. This is an X here, so RNG one. That was Naz, and you know that guy does the Roman numerals, XLVII. I think it's 47 is the number.
Yeah.
You remember him? That's my boy, man.
He's done it like that, has he?
Yeah, yeah. He usually does the one-eyed alien character thing, you know what I mean? Like he usually does those about, but this is actually him doing his name, so I thought there's an X there. Next up we got this one. Can you see it? It's a little bit crusty wall.
Damn, I don't know who that is. Do I know who that is? I do know. The Zerks.
Yes, Zerks. There we go.
Looks like it was done in that fucking place we went to for Arms House.
Oh, right, the substation thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. The same colour walls.
Same bit of the wall, yeah.
But it's not. It's not, but yeah.
No, look at those green arrows. Pardon me.
Yeah, yeah. I quite like this, though. It's nice, man. It's got a nice little bounce to it. But yeah, the arrows. He's doing something.
He went to jail, didn't he? They said he did £1 million worth of damage.
Jeez.
£1 million.
They love inflating those fucking things, man.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Here's another one. This one, shit dub, obviously unfinished here. You can see they had to leg it, but the spot this is in is crazy.
Yeah, I can already tell it's one of those spots.
Yeah, it's a bridge.
A bridge going over.
Think over London Bridge, man. Literally right next to London Bridge Station. The most hottest spot I've ever fucking seen.
I don't know who that is, bro.
That is that hot sex.
I fucking was going to say, so I couldn't remember what I'd seen.
Yeah. Mental spot, man. Obviously, they had to leg it. So I think there's a 10-foot here on the side and then a wombat as well, I think, on this bridge we spoke of, I think, a while ago. I think this is the last one and the easiest one.
Vexa,
of course, man. Had to be done.
Yeah.
I think that's on the DLR, right? Yeah. Easy. He's
so,
killing
yeah.
Me. Yeah, that's all I can find. For this
Drax
Raffle. Oh fuck, Drax. I didn't even think of Drax.
Tox.
I didn't even occur to me those two. They're too
Tox,
obvious.
Bruv.
They're too obvious.
But though. You know, I would have got them as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I got a Xerx in there from 2010.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Yeah, Tox and Drax, for fuck's sakes. All right, let's do a couple of graph critiques and then call it a day there, man. Let's see what we got in the fucking stash. Oh, I got to move those into the done folder.
Whoa, what was that?
Which one? This one or the one before?
Go back up. Again? Yeah, let me see that. You can't write that.
Here we
go. You can't write that. If something says gain, but to me, it looked like a lame.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, straight away.
Similar like style as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that gain? Man. Yeah, but gain though, GANE.
Yeah, it's completely different, but.
Yeah, at first glance though, I know what you're saying.
First glance.
Because that G is coming down. But that aside.
Different style.
That aside, looking at this, what do you think?
I reckon the E's all right, you know. But the A, man, I don't know what happened there. Like with the zero negative space going on in the middle, it kind of makes me feel a bit upset. And the bit of the A that goes across is mad too thin.
Way too thin, yeah.
We're looking at a dub, silver dub, white highlights, and a kind of blue you know, and
like
green
a
outline.
Green, yeah, something like that.
Black border with some bubbles behind it and shit, and it says GANE. I reckon the E is the best letter. I don't know. I don't think you've pulled off the G.
He's kind of mirrored the E a little bit, you know what I mean? They got a similar funk to it. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. I think for a simple dub, it does the job. It's a little bit scrappy, which I know sometimes can be okay, but this looks like a legal wall. It doesn't look like he was in a mad rush, so I don't know. There's not mad excuse for it. The highlights are a bit uneven all over. It looks like he's tried to not just do a line, but he's kind of faded it a little bit. You know, he's held the can at a little bit of an angle, it looks like, at some point.
I reckon that's his fucking that up.
Or do you think it's just he's drunk and he just couldn't work it out or something?
But
yeah.
You see the G, the way it goes Rappy. Across into the A.
Yeah.
The A middle bar should be that.
Should be that thick, yeah. Should come down to here.
Like, the G could just go across it, right across it, and make the middle of the A. You know what I mean?
Could even connect to the N here, yeah, yeah. That's possible.
And have some space between the A, because the A now looks like it's a throw-up A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like a triangle with a line in the middle and another little line in the middle as well. But, yeah. You know, it's not too bad. But, yeah, it's illegal. It's done in 2025. Mm. You can tell it's legal, man. They've buffed the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, still a little bit scrappy, but still, it's all right. It's got a little funk to it. I like the E. I think the E come out nice. I agree with you. I think that's my favorite letter as well. Let's do one more.
Rest in peace, Lame.
Let's go right down the bottom. R.I.P.
Lamos. Famous.
All right. What's this fucking thing? Okay. I think
that
this has been
like
in the stash.
We did the YouTube writer when I slapped you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit like that. What the
What's
fuck?
What's happened here, man?
Does it say? Oh, I can make it big.
L. I. C.
I think that's an N.
C?
Is that an N? C. And then a.
Funk.
No. What's the tags around it? Oh, CF. Salute. Is that CF?
Yeah.
CF? Company flow? Nah. It's got to be someone else.
TMZ.
Oh yeah, TMZ. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he lined out.
I can't work out the last bit.
Bruv, it's either a K or, yeah, it might be a K. Brick. B-R-I-K. It's a mad throw up. Okay, just for the people listening, it's a mad throw up filled in black, like a turquoise blue outline and then black one time around the outside. Quick throw up on the side of this like hut. It looks like maybe it's trackside. Maybe it's just down some fucking, I don't know, weird park in a wood somewhere or something. Yeah,
I like the way he's lined the reach at the top.
Yeah,
put a line through that. No. Yeah.
I mean, there's not really much to say. We can't really work out. He's got like white.
It's not doing its job, bruv. It's not doing its the whole purpose of it. We don't know what it is, who it is, what it says. Now, I kind of like that C, the way he's done the inside with the white. But yo, I mean, I thought the first letter could be an L or a B, a lowercase b.
Yeah.
The second thing could be an N, a lowercase n.
I think it's an R though, man, because it kind of reminds me a little bit of the San Francisco kind of style of throw ups, like a little bit with that little round bit at the end of the, you know, when they have an R.
But then
R,
isn't the last letter the same as that?
Yeah.
Letter? No,
but,
it's not.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, because you see, the only bit that's different is this bit here with a
that
hole
round bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then this bit is a square bit. So it's like a K here, and that's an R with a dot in it. You know what I mean? That's why how I worked that out. And there's a little dot here, which makes me think this is a B. Like he's done a little dot. But again, it's a struggle, man, to work it out.
That's a mad struggle.
But the guy, obviously, like, you know, he kind of knows what he's doing, at least.
Yeah, he's
done
that throughout a lot.
It's done confidently, yeah. You can see it's obviously a little bit scrappy. He's not going to waste too much paint on this spot, you know what I mean? I'm assuming it's facing the tracks, maybe the side where the fence is. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt for that. Yeah, I mean, are you blown away? But I mean, you see, if I can't really make out what it says and stuff, I'll be like, okay.
Then I can't check the style, you know what I mean? Then I can't check the letters, and then I can't check she.
Yeah. You know what? Just for that, we're going to listen. We're going to do last one here. This is guy, someone who writes large, obviously.
I love the R. I love it.
He's done it. Yeah, he's done it on a map as well. I never seen him paint on the underground anywhere, so I don't know who this large character is. There's some TB. Okay, the letters are straight. It's a yellow fill, like I said, sketch on a map. Black outline, red bubbles around the outside. Scrappy though, you can see the pencil line still running through it. The letters are relatively even, so I'll give him that. But the toy behavior, there's no real style to the letters. The bottom of the R here is just, yeah, I don't know what. Like, he's doing the thing that I hate. These two bits, this center bit here, should be where the R comes out from, not below it, and then come out from there. That's just a rookie mistake, man. Other than that, you know, I reckon there's potential there if they keep at it, because they're not trying to do too much. They're keeping it simple, which is good.
I was going
to
say, you like them keeping it simple.
Yeah, it's a good
but
sign.
But then you said there's not a lot going on with the letters. They're just straight letters.
Well, they're just like, but that's good. Like, yeah. So, you know, he's done it evenly. So I give him props for that, you know. And so, but yeah, it's still shoddy. I'm not confident. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add, brother?
No.
All right.
Absolutely nada.
Bun you large, yeah. Fix up, no man. Let's go out to. I was gonna play this Far Side tune called Why, unless you got something you'd rather listen to.
No, I've selected two rhythms already.
Okay, cool. All right, brother. I think that's episode.
I would have selected one of the classic Far Side tunes on that album, though.
But I'm worried we're gonna get kicked off of YouTube for it. I know Passing By and a few other ones, you know. But this one's a nice chill. Chill track to go out to. Salute, party people. Yeah, if the Parisian robbers, the guys who robbed that, if they're watching this by any chance, you know, sort us out a little cut.
Join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. Yeah, the link is below. Join the Patreon. Loads of exclusive stuff there. Send
in
your
diamonds, Napoleon's diamonds.
Yeah,
we'll take those Napoleon's boogers.
Send us any graph for critique, man. Any of your graph for critique, any local legends. We haven't had any of those sent in. So please, people, get involved. Brother
Fiend. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on the videos. It helps the Almshouse a lot.
Hoo-ha.
Peace. Oh, shit. Evil. And sorry to that geezer. I still haven't sent out his map.
All right. You'll do it next week, though, yeah?
I'll do it this week. This coming this week. Today's Sunday. I'm going to do it next week, man. I'm sorry, but I've got a lot going on. Like, yeah, you wouldn't blame me if you knew what happened. So I'll ping it out this week, brother. I swear to God. Have I got any arms house stickers, or did you rinse them all off me the other day?
I rinsed them all off you, but I'll send you
I can't chuck in the inn. All right. You can't have any stickers because Amber's an idiot.
I'll send there them. I'll send them to some stickers. Shout out Dun London for the stickers, man. All right, peace, people. Yes. Peace.
Why is that? Why is that? Arms house batters everything. This is why I had the upside down Jordan headband.
I wasn't sleeping, I was creeping, sliding, hiding. I would lock the door behind me, roll up a bad time, thinking, mentally sinking, presently brinking. 2 decades and a half, creating a path of mine to follow. The world is hollow, yet it's full of crap, prepare to gamble. I give you a handful of chips and tips of what's to come. I cried a ton of tears, drunk a ton of beers. It's fun to fish, but learn to persevere throughout the years. Kept my ears open, eyes open, mouth locked. Don't rock the boat if you can't swim. Nobody may not be there with a limb to lend. This is the end, still I can't explain the fact. Why the fuck shit gotta be like that? Tell me why it's gotta be like that. No, I said it. Hear me clear and know it's so severe and dreaded that they need to be beheaded. Why? I'm readily, steadily stimulating and mutilating all sloppily copied imitations because they're irritating. So I'm intimidating them over the snare with simply a stare, bringing them turbulent terror, and they know this because they can feel it. He knew that it was mine, still the sucker tried to steal it. So I had to reveal it through proving that I am astonishing and fly. And by just winking my eye in a flash, I flush out the face. Laying low key, trained eyes locate to focus on the phony. Mr. Sometime he homie, why he act like that? I thought he had my back, I thought he had our backs, but it was him who I should have never trusted. And not at least until he got his attitude adjusted or mouth busted for acting all dusted. But this now when I'm out, I seek and sort out the whole scene. For all sinister type sneaks that scheme, they come into my face, I send them type men home when they be suffering from the double agent syndrome. Why it gotta be like that?
Why it gotta be like that?
Man, I take no more slackness into this house. Wanna hear me?